Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Eric Greenwell, and I'm going to be reading for you a poem that I wrote called A Cottonwood in Autumn. You can find this poem in the spring 2019 issue of the literary magazine The Ear, which is published by Irvine Valley College. A Cottonwood in Autumn. Now, I can't say anything as profound as cottonwoods in autumn. Even if the ratio of the moon's path around Earth's path around the sun's path could be my tongue to the width of a narrow gravel road cut through a forest, and despite the habit of heads chained to shoulders by links of wet bone. In Manyogana, or the old Japanese, a woman has written her story with four characters in her father's house made of paper walls. The student arrives, her story goes, there at the instructor's gate. In each character, a small black box, like the one sought from a wreckage, clears inside of its blots and tight slashing if read graphically from top to bottom and right to left, as was custom. And so it also goes, concurrently, empty yourself for instruction. Her ancient language is like roads through forests, vast and rich in its peripheral economies, which are more often missed than not, as history tends to turn them inside out and sidelong, as historians and the muscles of husbandry have done to her jawline and vagina. Her characters for fire, heart, and man, for example, when stacked or woven through one another, read fire in the hearts of man. Also autumn or fall, a season marked by hillsides alive with canted fires man has locked inside his chambers, where students are boys, instructors are men, and the woman may be, as far as we know, those cottonwoods in autumn, leaving her borrowed characters like 10,000 leaves, a stream of golden facts that break the gray road ahead in half. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Eric Greenwell, and this has been a reading of A Cottonwood in Autumn. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for joining me for the Poetry Moment.